News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Ask Alexa. Alexa, am I still alive? Yes. Okay, so here we go. Now we're going to do the WKOK Sunrise Show. We got a great team all put together here. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo is our news director, taking good care, keeping that outbreak coronavirus page completely up to date. So we appreciate all of his help and hard work. We're going to do an interview now on the news line with us now. Randy Schroyer is on the line. So if the daffodils are up, it must be time to talk to Randy. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for letting me do so.
Randy is chairperson of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Day of Action Committee. How long have you been doing Day of Action? Would this be about 15 or so years for you?
Actually, more than that, probably closer to 20.
Okay, well, fabulous. Well, you can't say Day of Action without saying, well, let's ask Randy, because he's been coordinating and helping, and you surround yourself with a great team. There's no argument about that, but we appreciate that. Well, Day of Action is April 24th, and at this moment, as we converse, that is still scheduled. We certainly know of many things that aren't going to have happen, but this will be one thing that, at this moment anyway, is still scheduled. So, tell me about the Day of Action. If folks forget what this particular day is, tell us what the Day of Action is.
Well, basically, what the United Way does is we match up people from businesses, volunteers, in essence, to have them go and do work at nonprofit organizations. These nonprofits usually have a lot of things to be done, yard work, painting and so forth, and if they pay someone to do that, that's taking money away from what they're really trying to accomplish in the community. So this is a way for the community as volunteers to help out with these nonprofits and do the things that either don't get done or siphon money away from something more important.
Why does Day of Action work so well? Generally, you have people that participate within their companies that are already doers in the communities, either churches and so on. But why does Day of Action work so well to kind of even amplify what some of these folks are already doing?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for people to do something good for the community, and because they're doing it with people they work with, it's kind of a different environment for them, and it's an opportunity to do these things with their friends, their co-workers, and of course they get a goodie bag, so we can't degrade how much a cookie can do for people. So I think they really just enjoy doing something as a team.
I have a little sign I keep in my office, we'll work for baked goods, so that, I guess that's where, where that comes from. So at this stage in Day of Action, you are still on schedule, so you're still putting the framework of the Day of Action together, despite the fact that the businesses you're soliciting to are on partial shutdown. Tell us about that aspect of this.
Yeah, that's making it difficult, trying to contact people and for them then to organize things. But we got a lot of it done before this shutdown happened. And if we went with what we have right at this moment, it would be a smaller Day of Action than we've had in the past, but it would still be, you know, a significant achievement. But we are, you know, we're taking this day by day, Mark. It could be that something happens at the end of the week and we have to cancel. But as of now, we're still optimistic and hopeful, and we'll see what happens.
All right. So what are your unmet needs at this time? You said so far it's a little bit slower. So in what ways are you not up to full speed yet?
The numbers. We have 181 volunteers so far, and we have the agencies needing about 160 people. So some of the agencies haven't gotten back to us or can't because of the shutdown. And we're usually in numbers up into the 200. So overall, just lower number of people responding.
And so make the pitch. Let's start out with the volunteers. Make a pitch for folks to consider getting involved on April 24th.
Well, like I said, it's a great opportunity. Normally, the companies will give these people the day to work at these agencies. So, like I said earlier, it's a great time to do so with your friends from work, to do something outside of work that also helps the community. That's the pitch I would make. Like I said, you will get a goodie bag with a snack, and there will be a T-shirt so that you have to show that you participated.
Make a pitch for folks to get involved in as agencies and nonprofits.
Okay. That is basically that you've got things around the office. You've got painting you need done. It's springtime, so there's yard work, either cleaning up or planting or trimming, things along those lines that you know that have been kind of building up that you'd like to get to. Well, this is an opportunity to get some free labor to come in and take care of those things.
And what kind of things? Reiterate sort of the list, let's say 15 things that they've done. I personally helped a little bit years ago, and we read to kids and did some painting at the YMCA. What else?
Well, there's also spreading mulch. That's a popular thing. We've got some weeding, some light construction. Let me look down through here. There's some needs to be done. Cleaning out a shed, power washing, fencing, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, basically the things you do around your house in springtime.
All right, so those are the kinds of jobs. You mentioned that there's a T-shirt and some other elements. My first impression when I got a T-shirt was to say, well, no, you don't have to worry about a T-shirt. I don't want you spending any of your money on me. Explain where the T-shirts and the goodies and the water and the Middlesworth chips and all this other stuff and the cookies, explain where they come from.
Yeah. They're all donated. There is not a penny from the general fund of the United Way that is spent on the day of action. We have sponsors. The Country Cupboard gives us cookies. Middlesworth gives us chips and pretzels. And other people, other companies just donate money and they go towards paying for the T-shirts.
All right. So I guess make a pitch for folks to get involved with the April 24th Day of Action. Still on the schedule at this moment. A decision will be made within the next 2 weeks, but go ahead and make a pitch, and let's hope we are returning to some normalcy by then.
Yep. Well, it is a great opportunity. You have been kind of cooped up for a while, so it's a chance to get out and get some fresh air and limber up a little bit. And it's a great way to help your community.
All right, fabulous. Well, Randy, I know you'll be back, and we'll keep in touch, and we'll keep folks up to date with the numbers. So please check back in a couple weeks. We'll see how this is going. We'll see how our virus response is going, and then we'll have information to pass along at that time. Anything else to add, Randy? Any additional comment?
No, not really, other than to say that I would like to say thank you to all the people over the last 20-plus years that are continually volunteering, continually giving money, and continually donating things. We really appreciate it, and we couldn't do it without.
We ask everybody who has ever volunteered for a Day of Action to come out for Randy Schroyer's 20th anniversary Day of Action on April 24th, having been decreed by... just me, but still, that'd be a good reason for everyone to come out. Thank you so much, Randy. We know we will talk again, so we'll check in then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Do appreciate that. Randy Schroyer is chairperson of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way Day of Action Committee, April 24th, gsvuw.org, the go-to place if you'd like to sign up for them, or you can call the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way at 570-988-0993. They'd love to hear from you and that you wish to sign up for Day of Action, either as an agency or as a volunteer.